Good afternoon. High pressure continues to dominate the weather across interior New York and New England, but the high is situated over the Canadian Maritimes. As a result, we have a moist onshore flow off of the Atlantic Ocean developing today, and this is producing a lot of low cloudiness, so sunshine will be limited. However, with that southerly breeze, temperatures should find their way well up into the 60s, if not even into the lower 70s in most areas. With that moisture in place, a couple of passing showers are possible, or even some drizzle closer to the eastern seaboard in parts of Connecticut and the mid and lower Hudson Valley, the Litchfield Hills, and the Catskills as well, and also a passing shower possible in the Adirondacks. Otherwise, we're looking for mostly dry and that mild weather throughout the afternoon. Skies will remain mostly cloudy tonight, and lows will drop back into the 50s. Tomorrow, we'll turn our attention to a front which will approach from the Midwest and Great Lakes. A powerful southwest breeze out ahead of this front will lift temperatures all the way into the upper 70s and lower 80s during the afternoon on Sunday. While this is occurring, the humidity will climb as well, and we'll have a mixture of sunshine and clouds. By the end of the day, as the cold front draws closer, we do run the risk of a couple of showers or thunderstorms, primarily in the western Adirondacks, Mohawk Valley, and western Catskills, although I think the best risk for thunderstorms will be after dark tomorrow night. That front will pass through during the overnight hours on Sunday night with those showers and storms and clear through the area by sunrise on Monday. Although sharply different temperatures on Monday, behind the front, a gusty northwest wind will persist throughout the afternoon at times over 30 miles an hour, and that will drive in much cooler air, and highs by Monday will only be in the middle 50s. At this point, though, high pressure will build in and dominate the weather for the rest of the week with mostly sunny skies and a warm-up. Still in the upper 50s despite mostly sunny skies Tuesday. On Wednesday, lower to mid-60s with sunshine. Upper 60s with mostly sunny skies on Thursday. And right now it looks sunny right on through Friday with highs getting back up to near 70 degrees. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, dry and gusty winds will continue this weekend in California where many wildfires are ongoing and causing air quality issues from dense smoke. These conditions will hinder firefighting efforts, and any new fires could quickly grow out of control. Meanwhile, a developing surface low with a strong cold front will move across the plains today. Showers and thunderstorms will develop along this boundary and move eastward. The Storm Prediction Center has outlined an enhanced risk of severe weather roughly from Chicago to Kansas City. While there is the risk of a few tornadoes, there's a broader threat for damaging wind gusts and large hail with these storms. There's also a risk of flash flooding for parts of the upper Great Lakes and into the Mississippi Valley, and a flash flood watch is in effect from eastern Iowa to southern Michigan. And the National Hurricane Center is issuing advisories on Hurricane Ophelia, located about 200 miles south-southwest of the Azores. Ophelia is moving toward the east-northeast near 24, and a continued east-northeast motion with an increase in forward speed is forecast through this evening. A turn toward the northeast is expected tomorrow. On the forecast track, the core of Ophelia will pass to the south and southeast of the Azores by tonight and approach Ireland on Sunday night and into the day Monday. Maximum sustained winds are near 100 miles per hour with higher gusts. Ophelia is a Category 2 hurricane on the Saffir-Simpson hurricane scale, and while little change in strength is expected today, slow weakening is possible Monday and Tuesday, but Ophelia is expected to remain a powerful cyclone into early next week. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, mostly cloudy with a shower or drizzle, lower 70s. Boston, cloudy with showers, upper 60s. And partly sunny in Buffalo in the lower 70s. Checking the climate report, the average high temperature in Albany today, 61 degrees. The average low, 40. The record high, 81, set in 1920. And the record low, 21, in 1958. Sunrise this morning was at 7:07 a.m. Sunset this evening, 6:14 p.m. 11 hours and 7 minutes of daylight, a loss of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy with a passing shower today and highs in the upper 60s to around 70. Mostly cloudy with the risk of a shower tonight, lows in the mid-50s. for the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England. Mostly cloudy, a passing shower today, and highs in the lower 70s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows near 60. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy, a passing shower today with highs right around 70. Mostly cloudy with the risk of a shower tonight in the mid to upper 50s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly cloudy, a passing shower today with highs right around 70. Mostly cloudy tonight, lows in the upper 50s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly cloudy today with highs in the lower 70s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows around 60. Region-wide for tomorrow, partly sunny, breezy, and warm. A late-day shower or thunderstorm, lower 80s. A mix of sun and clouds, windy, and much cooler Monday, mid-50s. Mostly sunny, upper 50s Tuesday. Mostly sunny, lower to mid-60s Wednesday. More sunshine, upper 60s Thursday. And with mostly sunny skies, highs right around 70 on Friday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.